Constable Cooper, Media Relations Officer of the Prince George RCMP, is with me by phone today to discuss the enforcement of COVID-19 restrictions and the potential fines that come along with noncompliance. Constable Cooper, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Perhaps to start off, you can tell me a little bit about what it's like for the officers enforcing the restrictions. Have there been lots of incidents so far?
We've had four incidences where tickets under the old COVID Measures Act were handed out, in most part for people having too large of a gathering or absolutely refusing to comply with the face mask policy at retail outlets. But for the most part, we've been able to focus more on education with everyone, and people have been really good when we've had to show up at either leaving where they are or complying with the COVID Measures Act once we've made it important for them to do so.
Interesting. So I guess because what we hear about most are the incidents that end in some kind of confrontation. That's kind of the general assumption, is that all of them are like that. But you're saying it's more people are more compliant in the moment?
People are definitely more compliant. Like I said, there was only since I ran the statistics around our numbers, since COVID started in March, like around the spring break time, we've handed out four tickets, which is really good for a city the size of Prince George.
Mm-hmm. And maybe could you summarize what it is that the RCMP has been and will continue to be enforcing?
RCMP are continuing to enforce reports of too large of a gathering and people not complying with retail face mask policies or I guess anywhere like restaurant face mask policies at the Ski Hill, for example. We were there about 10 days ago for someone refusing to wear a face mask at the Ski Hill, that sort of thing.
Have you had any issues with clarity around the regulations as they roll out and kind of change and shift over time?
I think maybe what was most confusing perhaps was where and when to apply for members, not wanting to hand out a ticket when it's not warranted. Mm-hmm. Definitely caused a bit of confusion. We have new measures, though, that just came out with the extension of the public health order that have made it a little bit more simple for members to know what part of the Protective Act they are enforcing.
Hmm. And can you quickly run through that, or is it basically what you said with masks in public and smaller gatherings?
I'm just trying to look through it. I have it here, kind of, we were sent out a briefing on it. Mm-hmm. It's broken down more into who is breaking what part of it. Mm-hmm. So is it a contravention of a food and liquor premises order, organizing or hosting a non-compliant event? So we have a lot more clarity on exactly what we're supposed to be enforcing.
Hmm. And do you think that the new fine structures or new fine structure will have an impact on people's behavior?
Possibly. If anything, we hope it'll just give people reason to stop and think before they make a decision on attending or hosting a large gathering. You know, now people attending the gathering as well as the host can be fined, so that transfers the onus not only from the host to everybody that is attending as well. Mm-hmm. Hoping that people just take a minute to think before they decide to contravene the order.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if you keep data on this, but where has the majority of the enforcement happened? Is there a particular part of the city, or is it mostly at homes, at businesses, at recreation facilities?
Fewer at homes, mostly at retail businesses. Mm. One was at a gym, for example, like that. I think there was only one that has been handed out at an actual residence for a too large of a gathering.
Hmm. Okay.
Just briefly looking through my notes here.
Yeah. So I'm curious. Well, I think we can all agree that it's in the public interest to do what we can to lessen the impact of COVID. There have been concerns over the possibility of the brunt of enforcement falling on those who maybe don't have access to stable housing or reliable access to PPE, as well as, you know, smaller businesses and service workers. How can the RCMP mitigate that potential imbalance of enforcement? Is that a conversation that's kind of happening?
Every enforcement action is up to the officer's discretion, and officers in Prince George are trained to take factors like that into consideration. Handing out fines to people who don't have access to stable housing or don't have access, ready access to PPE isn't necessarily going to make their situation any better. I think these fines, we could say that they are for the people who do have access to these things on a regular basis and are making an educated choice to contravene the act, as opposed to someone who's desperately trying to do their best.
And anything else that the public should maybe know at this time in terms of how best to avoid fines or being in contravention of these new restrictions?
Here at the detachment, we're definitely still focusing on education. If people have questions about an event that they're, want to host or how many people they can have over, they can go to the appropriate websites to read up on that information. I think our government has worked to try and make it fairly clear what we're supposed to be doing and what we're supposed to be kind of refraining from at this time. It shouldn't make a fine a surprise if someone were to be handed one.
Okay. Constable Cooper, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.